This is a KPTZ Compass special bonus edition. Today we speak with Jeff Selby of the Peninsula Trails Coalition, who tells us about an event called Townsend Travel Tales. It's yet another step toward completion of the Olympic Discovery Trail, a remarkable 130-mile bike path that starts at the Port Townsend Boat Haven and ends on the shores of the Pacific Ocean. And now we go inside the compass. We're with Jeff Selby, who is a board member of the Peninsula Trails Coalition. And first, Jeff, what is the Peninsula Trails Coalition?
The Peninsula Trails Coalition is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that promotes and maintains the Olympic Discovery Trail, which will eventually stretch from Port Townsend at mile point zero here all the way to La Push on the Pacific Ocean.
How and why did you get involved with Peninsula Trails Coalition?
I grew up on the peninsula here in Port Angeles, and my brother was involved on the board of the Foothills Trails Coalition over in Pierce County, and so I was drawn towards that just by my interest in trails. As I was growing up here on the peninsula, I've hiked all the trails in the Olympic National Park, and it's just always been a lifetime interest of mine. And so I wanted to join an organization that has as its goal to build a non-motorized trail all the way across the peninsula.
I assume you're a biker?
I am, yes.
Tell us a little about that. How long have you been doing it, and how avid are you?
Well, I've been doing it basically all my life. We used to ride bikes all the time as kids in Port Angeles, and I ride with people who ride a lot, anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 miles a year.
Wow.
So I'm usually out on the trail or out on the road 2, 3, 4 times a week.
So we're talking about the Olympic Discovery Trail, and we're talking about something that is supporting the Olympic Discovery Trail, and that's called Townsend Travel Tales. It's going on right now here in Port Townsend.
Basically, they're travel programs or adventure programs that individuals have gone on, and they just come and present their pictures and their stories, and they have been quite well attended in the past, and so we have brought that program back for the benefit of the Trails Coalition and the Olympic Discovery Trail. And this year we will have 4 programs. We've already had our inaugural program, and it was fantastic.
I was going to ask you about that, if you could tell us about the 4 events, and we'll start with mountain biking the Ho Chi Minh in Laos with Rebecca Rush. And what that was
well,
about.
The lecture itself was actually presented by Garth Schmeck of SQUIM, and he was one of the participants on the ride, along with about half a dozen or 8 other people. Basically, Rebecca Rush started this program for a couple of reasons. One was that her father was an Air Force officer in the Vietnam War, and he was shot down in the area, and she had always wanted to go and locate the crash site and just see where it was that he died there. And so she went, and she was able to find folks who had some local knowledge of that, and she was able to find the site. And what that developed into was her interest in helping to remove all of the unexploded ordnance in the area. So she's able to raise money by doing these adventures that will clear a certain amount of acreage, are able to finance a certain number of people to go out and find this ordnance and destroy it. So it's a very interesting story. And these people were just monster bikers by any measure. I was just amazed. Garth indicated that in order to qualify for this group, your skills had to be up to the highest standards. They rode about 100 miles a day average on a mountain bike, which if you know what the terrain is like in that area, that's just a tremendous feat in itself. And they gained anywhere from 10 to 15,000 feet in a day, every day for 2 weeks.
Wow. We're talking with Jeff Selby. He's with the Peninsula Trails Coalition, a board member of that, and they are now doing something called Townsend Travel Tales once a week for a month. Different stories about adventures, and it's not all biking, paddling through the Antarctic Archipelago.
That's right.
What can you tell us about that?
About 10 or 12 years ago, I had just recently retired from my career with the Boeing company. Mm-hmm. I had been on assignment in England and met a fellow engineer over there who was single, as I was at the time, and we decided we wanted to go on some adventure. So we looked at all the possibilities of doing some kayaking in some bizarre location, and we couldn't think of anything quite so bizarre as doing it through the icebergs in Antarctica. So that's kind of what started the idea of the trip. And we flew down to Miami and then Buenos Aires and then down to Ushuaia, the southernmost city in the world, down along the Beagle Channel. And then we hopped on the boat and went across the Drake Passage and down to the peninsula and all through the islands that surround the peninsula. Was actually very protected waters through there, and so we were able to kayak every day.
Now, I've been to Antarctica, so and now that you've been, you can probably match me in having visited all seven continents. Are you there yet?
That's correct.
You've
I have.
All seven? And the Antarctica is the one that most people don't get.
Yeah, I hit number 6 and 7 on the way down. So
right. Then after that, the event is Single Speeding the BC Bike Race. Tell us what that's about.
It's a 7-day mountain bike stage race on a handcrafted, purpose-built trail from North Vancouver and the Sunshine Coast all the way down to Squamish. That was arranged for by our organizer, Casey Findell, who has put this whole program together of these four adventures.
Okay, and the final one on October 23rd is Cycling the Sunshine Coast. Can you tell us anything about that?
That's going to be presented by Dr. Dean Brock of Port Townsend, and he'll recount his trip from Port Townsend to Vancouver Island, on to Sydney and back through the Olympic Peninsula. And he'll present not only information about the journey, but we'll also talk about a holistic approach to health, which helped him stay active and can help us all stay active and healthy.
All of these events that we're talking about are held in support of the Olympic Discovery Trail. And for those who don't know, what is the Olympic Discovery Trail?
The Olympic Discovery Trail was, the idea for it was brought forward about 30 years ago. As I mentioned, this is our 30th anniversary year. It was actually organized to begin with by Larry Scott himself, who was a resident right here in Port Townsend, and Dave LaRue of the Squim area, Kathy Smith from the Port Angeles and Squim area. These were some of the pioneers of the trail that we were actually able to honor just a few weeks ago at our annual volunteer appreciation party. And we had a couple of hundred people there. Many of them had been involved for that full 30-year period. The trail is intended to be a non-motorized, multiple-user trail. So it's physically designed and intended to be for wheelchair-bound people, for moms with strollers, for road bikes, for mountain bikes, for the equestrian community, all of those who don't have a motorized vehicle of some type.
The beauty of the Olympic Discovery Trail, from my standpoint, is a lot of it is what we call Class 1 trail, which is paved and off-road. In other words, you don't have to deal with traffic. But I'm presuming that the entire Olympic Discovery Trail won't be all Class 1.
No, currently it is not all Class 1, but it's not complete yet either. We have several sections that we are currently working on with the jurisdictions in those areas. And one of those is right here on the Quimper Peninsula from the Four Corners intersection close to the Milo Curry Trailhead, all the way down to the new section of the ODT down at Discovery Bay. Another one of those unfinished areas is from the Elwha River Bridge, from the west side of the bridge on out to Joyce and up over the Joyce Piedmont Road to the Spruce Railroad Trail, and a section of the Spruce Railroad Trail itself. One of the tunnels out there on that trail has been completed, but a second one has not, further to the west. And so that construction is scheduled for next year, and the distance between the two tunnels also. And then out in far west Clallam County, they have just recently received an almost $6 million grant in order to complete the trail from the intersection of Highway 101 and 110, which leads all the way out to LaPush. So real progress is being made in each of those areas and other small sections that need to be completed as well. And they'll all comply with ADA requirements, and they're generally designed to what is known as AASHTO standards. That's a national standard for highway construction. They'll be 5% grades or less, and in most cases, a good 12 feet wide or so. In some of the more remote areas, they might be as narrow as 8, but still allows for passing traffic easily.
Is there a predicted timeline for when the Olympic Discovery Trail will be finished from Port Townsend all the way to our West Coast?
In a word, no.
Okay.
That's probably the most common question that we get. That timeline is, of course, dependent on funding that's available. That's the short answer. And so whenever opportunities come up for funding for the various jurisdictions along the way, they try to take advantage of those opportunities. But there are many, many competing projects, as you might realize, through the state. And there are many, many different grant programs that are managed by the state and federal government to make funds available. There are 14 different jurisdictions from here in Port Townsend all the way out to the Pacific Ocean. Those include tribes, national parks, state parks, the counties, of course, and the cities along the way. And so they each individually have to evaluate their needs and their funding opportunities.
I was really hoping that the Olympic Discovery Trail would be finished before I'm too old to ride the entire route. The route would be how many miles exactly, or approximately?
Pretty close to 130 miles.
What do you think the odds are that a 65-year-old man like me will be able to do this when it's done?
I would say the odds are very good for you. They're probably not as good for me. I'm 73. And so there are a lot of people in our organization that feel the same way. You know, we've been working on this thing for some of them for the full 30 years. I've been with the organization about 10. And yeah, I absolutely hope that it'll be completed. It is rideable right now, the full distance, if you want to ride on those highway shoulder sections. Mm-hmm. In fact, a group of us from the board did that this summer. There were 6 board members who started out at 8 in the morning here in Port Townsend, down at the boatyard where the trail starts. And we rode out to Log Cabin Resort and stayed overnight there, and then finished the ride the next day, got out to LaPush around 4 o'clock the second day.
130 miles in 2 days.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jeff Selby, who is a board member of the Peninsula Trails Coalition. And in specific, we're talking about Townsend Travel Tales. Jeff, tell me the titles and the dates from 1 to 4.
Okay. Our first program was mountain biking the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Laos with Rebecca Rush. That was on October 7th. The one following on October 9th, paddling through the Antarctic Archipelago. On October 16th, the program is single speeding the BC Bike Race. And on October 23rd, the program will be cycling the Sunshine Coast on Vancouver Island.
And they are all held where?
They're all held in the Cotton Building, which is just past Elevated Ice Cream down on Water Street. The doors open at 6 o'clock, and the program starts at 7.
Back to finishing the Olympic Discovery Trail, are there any looming obstacles to completing it? Things that you guys are aware of that say this is going to be a tough one to conquer? And if so, what?
Well, one of the toughest, of course, and the one that I'm most familiar with, is the section of trail to connect on the Quimper Peninsula right here. That will be built from the Four Corners intersection, or close to there, from the Myle Curry Trailhead, all the way down to Discovery Bay. As probably all the locals know, the terrain through there is a real challenge. The highway right now, Highway 20, is, of course, basically designated as the trail route. If not for the ODT, it is for the Pacific Northwest National Scenic Trail, which for its portion on the Quimper Peninsula is coincident with the Olympic Discovery Trail. We very much want to get that route off of Highway 20 for obvious reasons. It's just too dangerous. It's not set up for any kind of non-motorized traffic. People do bike over it. I've biked over it, but it's not a pleasant experience that we're trying to create in the development of the trail.
Any ideas of how that could be solved at this point?
Well, we've actually been working on that for 3 years, believe it or not. We're working with an engineer that was hired by the Jefferson County Public Works Department, who is completely dedicated full-time to that project and has been for at least a year, I think well over a year. So they're in the process now with a consultant that they've hired, which specializes in trail design and development, to identify the best possible route through there. And of course, they have to take into consideration things like environmental impacts, wetlands, the terrain itself. We want to try and keep it to a minimum of 5% grades through there, which is really challenging. There are property ownership issues. There are many, many private owners through there. There are timberlands and the state park. And so all of those things have to be considered. And they should fairly soon here be able to get their report from the consultant and come up with a preferred route.
I'm anxiously awaiting that.
So are we.
I hope that happens. Now, Townsend Travel Tales is a fundraiser. Are you charging at the door, taking donations? How is that working?
We ask for a donation of $5 per person. If people would like to give more, that'd be great.
Yeah, and that's not going to be enough to seal the deals. Do you have any other fundraising events in the works that you can tell us about?
We do. We have our annual fundraiser, which we have held for the last 4 years now. And that is a silent auction, and just last year we added a live auction component to that. We feature the Freddie Pink Band that plays in the evening. People come and have a great time. We have over 100 silent auction items that are donated by the very generous businesses around town here. And that's something that we are already planning for next year again. We also support the North Olympic Marathon Association, mm-hmm. and they provide a share of their proceeds back to us. There's a small company that does fun runs out in the West End, and one of them is the Goat Run, mm-hmm. the Oat Run, the Olympic Adventure Trail Run. They also kick in a donation to us. So, yeah, we are looking for funding any way we can. We probably collected somewhere around $50,000 or so in our yearly fundraisers with the auction.
And if anyone who's listening is interested in helping, joining the coalition or joining the fundraising effort, what do they do? How do they get in touch with you folks?
Well, they can go to our website, OlympicDiscoveryTrail.org, and there's a donation button there in addition to a page where they can sign up. I've met some of the greatest friends I've ever had in being involved in this organization, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. Depends on what kind of projects you want to take on, but I've really enjoyed it.
With Jeff Selby of the Pacific Trails Coalition, this is David Cunningham for KPTZ News. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. with a repeat Saturdays at noon. Exclusively here on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.